This is the object Murli of 29th March 1986. We are completing the series Power of Thought. Whatever you had thought was good also changes when you become afraid. So do not be afraid. Seeing the karma, do not become trapped in the bondages of karma. What happened? How did it happen? It should not have happened like that. Why does it always happens to me? It is just my fortune that is like that. You continue to tie strings like these. These thoughts are the strings. Therefore, you become tied to the bondage of karma. These thoughts are the subtle strings of the bondage of karma. A karmatit soul would say, whatever happens is good. Whatever happens is good. This is today's blessing. I am good. The father is good and the drama is also good. These thoughts work like scissors to cut the bondage. Once the bondages are cut, you become karmatit, do you not? Because of being children of the best ever father, every second of the confluence age is benevolent. At every second, your business is to bring benefit. Your service is to bring benefit. The occupation of Brahmins is world transformers, world benefactors. For souls who have such faith in the intellect, every movement is definitely benevolent. So this is the Murli of 86, and Baba is saying that whenever something happens and you start having all the waste thoughts why it happened, it should not have happened, this is quite bad, why it happens to me only. So all these thoughts, these are the strings. These are the strings. These waste thoughts are the strings and they did tie you down. They act as a bondage and you are trapped. And you are trapped. The definition of karma is this: whatever happens, you should not have waste thoughts, because these waste thoughts again and again create those bondages. And then you are tied. So, have positive thoughts, have pure thoughts, so that they can act as scissors. And they can cut these bondages. Yesterday also Baba was talking about different types of bondages. All the bondages of awareness of body, arrogance of body, consciousness of body. These are also sort of bondages. Bondages of devotion, bondages of guru, bondages of relationships, bondages of objects, things, facilities of body. So whatever things are there, everything tries to bind us. Everything. We do something good, if somebody does bad work, that also binds, but good work also binds. Because it's rather, it binds you all the more. Because then you expect that people should praise and you should get recognition, people should appreciate. So that is a sort of bondage. Better that you would not have done that, rather than to enter into this bondage. So, first of all, we need to understand the nature of the mind, the psychology of the mind. We have to do all the work in such a manner that we remain detached. We remain detached. All the detached works, all the seva, all the service which we do, that should be done in a spirit of detachment. Unless and until we are detached, they will try to bind, they will pull, and they will bring you to unhappiness. Because then you have expectations, and in this world it is never that your expectations would get fulfilled. So, now the question is how to cut the bondages. How to cut different types of bondages. What is the answer? How to cut the bondages? Bandhan, how to get rid of all these bondages? First of all, know them. Realize them. What are my bondages? Where do I get tied up? What are the things? What are the objects? What are the people? What are the persons? What are the souls? What are the circumstances? What are the situations? What are those situations? They try to hold me. First I must know that. So first is knowledge about the bondage. The moment you know about the bondage, you are already afraid of those bondages. Baba is also talking about fear. You get afraid. There are many things they try to frighten us. Though those things are not that powerful, but still they try to frighten us. Okay? So do not fear them, rather face them. They are not so dreadful. They are not so dangerous, so terrible as we think them. We have envisaged them as the most fierce things in the world, but they are not so. when we see them face to face, they are finished. Only thing is that we try to run away from them. Take the case of anger. Anger comes and we lose control. We slip out of, our mind slips out of control and we do some blunder, some mistakes, those speech in during that period, and then later on we repent. And then later on, that situation creates a sort of fear. If we see ourselves as a detached observer, how I got angry, what are the things that instigated or stimulated me, what was the fillip, what was the stimulus, then gradually we might get rid of it. So first thing is to know it. To get rid of bondage means to know what is the bondage. Bondage of praise, bondage of appreciation. We do service and if suppose nobody appreciates us after that, then we feel bad. Suppose somebody comes here and gives a class, and after the class nobody says that you have done a beautiful job, then you feel bad. Is it for that appreciation we are doing this? It's not. It has nothing to do with appreciation. People appreciate, it's fine. If they don't, because our work is not for them, for those appreciations. We are not hungry, we are not beggars for those kind words. So this is also a sort of bondage. Mind has a tendency to get bind to things. We go to somebody, he helps us every time we want to go to him. If somebody comes to us and we give him help and he is so much thankful every time we want to help him, and one day we find that he is not coming to us and going to somebody else, then we feel bad. We are at the other end. We are at the end of giving help. But this time he is not coming to us, he is going to somebody else to take help, to take advice. We will feel, why he is not coming to me for advice? I can give better advice than him. So this is also bondage. Where the mind will get bound, it is unknown. So first thing is, know the bondage. What else? Second stage. How to cut the bondages? Because only the Baba said yesterday, only a soul which is free from all the bondages can fly up. All these bondages, all these branches, all these sub branches you should get rid of them. Then only you can fly. Otherwise, no. Next step. Okay, you have to attach, you convert everything into, this is known as spiritualization of the material things. You try to spiritualize things, all those things that bind you. First know them and then try to see, suppose there is one relationship between, there are two friends and they are bound. Whenever they meet, they are Brahma Kumars. Whenever they meet, they talk about worldly things. It has become a habit. It has become a habit. The moment they meet, they talk about mobile phones. The moment they meet, they talk about politics. They talk about politics here or there, wherever. Whenever they meet, they talk about worldly facilities or worldly instruments or things about what we call parchintan. This is what they do. Now, this has become a bondage. What they have to do is transform them into a spiritual bondage. Gradually they have to make that thought or determined thought that we have to discuss Gyan. So gradually this attachment will, they will immediately get internally detached and they will start feeling well. Because all things, wherever you are attached, you feel internal sorrow for attachment. Because this soul is infinite. Soul feels happy and only happy when it is independent. The moment it is bound to anybody for anything, it will never be happy. Suppose you are going for a picnic and you feel great joy, but inside somebody is unhappy. Because you have become extrovert. You are talking too much. You are even discussing worldly things. Gyan for that moment has gone out of your intellect. After that you come back and you say, we have enjoyed a lot, but in your heart of hearts somewhere you are repenting. Because you know that those 6 hours you have wasted. Because in those 6 hours, Baba's remembrance was not there. In those 6 hours, you did not utter a single word of Gyan. In those 6 hours, you were absolutely extrovert. So they will make you repentant. So that is why spiritualize the things. We are not telling to give up things. Spiritualize the things. In Mundaka Upanishad, there's a very good analogy that is given. In Mundaka Upanishad, chapter 3, part 1, they have given example of two birds. Okay, this is a tree. Where is that yesterday's tree? Okay. There is one branch, on that one bird is sitting, on another branch, another bird is sitting. There are two birds. The bird which is sitting on the lower branch, that bird is enjoying fruits, okay, sometimes sweet fruits, sometimes bitter fruits. When that bird eats sweet fruits, that bird gets happy, okay, but then after some time that bird eats bitter food, so bird gets unhappy. And every time it sees up, there is a upper one bird is sitting, that is always same, calm, quiet, in totally equipoise, very much stable. One bird is up, one bird is below. This is an analogy of two birds. And they have given hundreds of explanations, right from Shankaracharya to all the thinkers or philosophers who have come on this, in this India, they have spoken about these two birds. So what is the difference? The lower bird is always enjoying, sometimes happy, sometimes unhappy. The higher bird, that is same, calm and quiet. So he always looks, when it is unhappy, the lower bird looks and that bird is same. When it is happy, lower bird looks and sees that bird, it is same. So it tries to approach that bird. Okay? It tries to approach that bird. It ascends up, climbs up, and then a day comes and he finds that, the lower bird finds, the higher bird is none but me. This is my perfected form, the complete form. And the bird which is below, that is but a reflection. Pratibimba. Just a reflection, an image of that higher bird. So, actually, I will take it in different way. This they talked in Advaita Vedanta in different manner, but we will take it. Our perfected form is already in subtle world. Okay? Our complete form, the form of perfection. So, we are actually below and bound here. We do something and we get bind. But that form is beyond bondage. That form is perfect, full, absolute karmatit, unattached, detached, no attachment, non-attachment. So, as I go up and see that form is getting merged in me. Either I am going there or that form is coming here. So, I myself have to remind myself that I am that and I have to approach it. This is my target. And that form is without any bondage. And that is real me. Visualize this. Complete farishta or complete angelic form is sitting in subtle world. That is my form, and I have to reach that. I have to reach that. That form, let it come sometimes down or you go sometimes up. But this is the higher bird, this is the lower bird. And I get unhappy, I see that, even if I get unhappy, even if I have some bitter experience, look up. And that form is very calm, very quiet, very stable. That is my perfect, that is my karmatit stage. So, keep on looking to that form. Keep on reminding yourself, this is me, not this, not this, neti neti, what they say, no? So this is also neti neti, I am not this, this is neti neti, I am not this, I am not this, I am not, tatvamasi, you are that, thou art that, I am that, I am not this, tatvamasi, you are that, so that experience, okay, so knowing the bondages and cutting them. Knowing the bondages and visualize that they are going up, they are going away, they cannot stay with me. And also contemplating, thinking about the demerits of those bondages. What are the difficult situations that arose in my life because of those bondages? What are the conditions, sorrowful conditions I had to pass because of those bondages? Because of that friendship, because of that relationship, because of attachment to that particular object, thing or person, something. Anything it could be. Anything that is tying my mind, I need to give up. An instant, the fire of renunciation should be there, where such a thing is there. Yesterday Murli Baba said, the Devi is shown, the goddess is shown with that trident, and she is keeping a foot on that demon, and crushing that demon. So that is that sanskar. If that sanskar is a bondage, if that thought is a bondage, if that feeling is a bondage, if that emotion is a bondage, if that relationship is a bondage, whatever that is tying me down, I need to free myself from that. So, what is today's homework is, what are my bondages? How much I know those bondages? And how I should get rid of those bondages? Think on this. Cogitate deeply. Contemplate. Go in solitude. Spend all time alone with yourselves. Go away from this world of sound. Unless and until this we go little away from sound, we cannot understand this deep philosophical questions of life. These are very deep questions. It's not so easy to answer them. First, to know them itself is to think of them itself is a great job. So, you need a great silence. Great silence. Great intervention. Great introspection. Great churning for to understand these things. Who am I? What are my bondages? From where those bondages arose? What was the starting point of that bondage? How much this tree of expansion has spread? And how should I cut it? What are the ways out? Om Shanti.